From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Wonky Tonk. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Love makes me weary. Love keeps me company. Love has finally found me with all its ups and downs. She loves him deeply, and she loves him softly. She kisses him sweetly, sweet as she can bear. But he gets to thinking every time he's been drinking. Know that I love yous, know that I miss yous, they just don't add up. 'Cause love makes me weary, and love keeps me company. Love has finally found me with all its ups and downs.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
The flames only grow higher, and as good as it gets is just a testament to how bad it can go. Words make her lungs black, and song keeps her life intact. Never thought her hands and ways would ever really change into sticking around. 'Cause love makes me weary, and love keeps me company. Love has finally found me with all its ups and downs. Touches her nicely, and he sticks with her despite the crazy in her eyes. She'd be a fool to leave. They built that cabin and filled it up with all the loving. Then the winter came, all the frost and shame, and it all fell down. Keeps me company. Love has finally found me with all its ups and downs. 'Cause love makes me weary, and love keeps me company. Love has finally found me with all its ups and downs. Love makes me weary, and love keeps me company. Love has finally found me and left me just the same.
Hey folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the host of Red Barn, and tonight on our program, we have with us a band from Northern Kentucky, up by Covington, I think. It's These guys are called Wonky Tonk, and Wonky Tonk is Jasmine Poole. She is joined by Rob McAllister, who is really covering a lot more sound than you can imagine here with his guitar and a variety of percussion instruments. It's quite a sight to see, so make sure you go to the Red Barn Radio webpage and check out the photographs we have of the program. We'd love for you to see that anyway. Been nominated for a CEA, a Cincy Entertainment Award. They were voted January 2016 Award for Best Country Album by the Academia Group. Is that right?
That is correct. On the other side of the nation.
Oh, all right.
In California.
Oh, all right. How did they happen to hear your music?
I have a radio campaign going on with my publicist, and so I sent so many records to so many people. There was a man named Rick who contacted me from one of the stations there saying, hey, I heard you, our DJs are spinning it, you should try out and send your stuff to these guys because they're doing a lot for local and regional and national musicians. See what happens. And it happened, which is pretty cool.
You also got the Cincinnati nomination. And do you feel like you have a strong fan base in your own hometown?
I suppose so. Yes, yes. I had a CD release on December 4th at the Northside Tavern, and it was really magical to see all of my friends and family reposting and sending out vibes and bringing different people, and it ended up filling the entire room, which was probably 150, 200 people, which is really cool to help celebrate. So that's definitely, I have faith in the fan base. I have a lot of friends.
Yeah, all right.
Nice people.
Well, you used to call me baby, used to call me darling, now you ain't calling no more. Yeah, you wanted me as your wife, and for months I put up a fight. When I finally gave in, you didn't want me no more. Well, that's the love as you make it. Sometimes you give your heart to someone and they break it. Well, that's the love. It takes a few times to get it right. Taught me two things, that was how to drink more. So I'm drinking, 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 drinking. Gonna probably end up wasted on your kitchen floor. Call the cops, 'cause that's the love as you make it. Sometimes you give your heart to someone and they break it. Well, that's the love. Takes a few times to get it right. Nothing was as good as the love we had that summer and the feelings of you. 'Cause you used to call me baby, used to call me darling, now you ain't calling no more. Yeah, you wanted me as your wife, and for months I put up a fight. When I finally gave in, you didn't want me no more. Love as you make it. Sometimes you give your heart to someone and they break it. Well, that's the love. It takes a few times to get it right.
Why don't we take just a few minutes for you to tell us about your sort of your musical past and, you know, how you arrived at the place where you are today. Could you go back, say, to your teen years?
Oh, goodness. I started a band with my friend Annie named the Wonky Donkeys. We made songs for a bunch of chemistry projects our sophomore and junior years of high school. And they really took off, and we put them on MySpace at the time as a joke. And then people started contacting us to play shows. So we did that. From there, I had never planned on playing music, but I enjoyed it and needed it so much, at least performing it live for other people. Annie moved out to Washington University and then to Brooklyn, and then I just kept going. And there is a band called The Curious Hair who came up from Miami to play with us. And they decided at a Waffle House late night after a show that she was the donk and I was the wonk. So then I left Cowgirl Boots, and it all came together from there.
You left out a lot.
I did. I was trying to see a abridged version. From my window, the train is eye level, a rocky reminder that I am still here. The dice, they rattle, the flavor of the moment when I finish here and who I'm never, never, never going home. Well, in the greasy anchor bore, you whispered in my ear, darling, life's a gamble, romance a drug, the whole world is dancing, won't you give in, come on, give in, give in and love. Well, Tennessee, didn't you hear? Money's not real, and neither is fear. And we train goodbyes for hellos and couches, carrying a wife on the wheels of a song. This pine, this rambling, it gets us where we're going. Our savior, our sinner, the reason we're alone. Will the riding noise sounds bitter when the moon wakes up? And I've been waiting for a song, but the words, they get stuck on the chances that I've missed and the feelings I'm afraid of. Something to get lost in like your morning. Yes. Well, Tennessee, didn't you hear? Money's not a ring, neither is fear. Well, Tennessee, didn't you hear? Money. You feel if life gave me you, then that's a pretty sweet deal. Oh, Tennessee, is this what you feel if life gave me you,
then that's a pretty sweet deal.
If you've just joined us,
tonight we're with Wonky Tonk
on Red Barn Radio.
You have some music in your family?
Kenny Poole is a guy. He's my great uncle. He was a fabulous jazz guitarist. My dad likes to play G, C, and D on the guitar and sing Ramones covers. And my mom loves Prince, but the last time I said that on the radio, she called the radio station and told them to tell me not to say that again.
Oh,
but
come
she doesn't
on.
Play anything. She used to sing an awful lot, but I think it only really goes back to my great-uncle Kenny Poole, who played a lot of fabulous guitar, and my grandma is a fabulous performer, but she definitely doesn't have a musical bone in her body. So,
did you grow up aware that you had a family member who was a professional musician?
No. Not until I started playing music did my family tell me that he existed.
Uh-huh.
So I had no idea. Which I think is kind of fun. It took off the pressure, I suppose.
Do you have some musical training for your singing and your playing?
Rob is a great mentor. He's my digital sensei. And he turns the knobs on the guitar so it sounds right. In high school, it was junior or senior year, I took guitar lessons. I'm putting those in quotes in Radioland. It was by a guy named Rick, who was bald on top and a really long red mullet. And he had a flying V guitar, and he would sit down at my dining room table, and we weren't allowed to plug in anything. And he just taught me music theory and Dorian and Phrygian modes and all this stuff that I can't even remember. I don't think I actually got to play a song until I did the Wonky Donkeys and we just made up some tunes. So that's the only real training I've had, and then the rest is falling down and trying again and again. Traino incognito, showered in a box where liquid true drains in. So obvious. Face to face, look at the red one. The facts pour out from those which you see. You see, you see, you see the world. From the light that breaks the sky, the rumble from the gods are making Mother Nature cry, cry, oh cry. And the raindrops are saying, if I get the time, and the freeways moaning, if I find the time, then I make a show with you. We'll hop that fence to leave you moving, Mark. The sky reflects the road, the clouds are heavy with dark. Midnight blue, ooh, ooh. And give up the driver's seat, teardrop for right hand needs. Turn the knob to the left to reveal the music of the city. Beats eardrums tonight, 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 tonight. Oh, and balances affection on all of the time. Phone, a bit of its axis, the sun begins to shine, shine. Sunshine. And the UV rays are saying, if I get the time, and the
birdies are playing. If I find the time, then I make a show with you. Starts to light the radiator homes.
I think that I learned a lot from Rick. It's just buried down deep inside.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I think it influences a lot of things. I just can't really articulate it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, looks are deceiving. Say at Renfro Valley, just, you know, 70 miles south of here, if you guys were walking the streets, you would not be, you know, pinned as, you know, country players. We see a lot of Wrangler jeans and hair that, you know, colors not, that don't occur in nature. You're not wearing Wrangler jeans and Gap clothes. You're, you know, you have a different kind of sort of persona and image.
My ex-stepmom now, she would, when I moved in with her and my dad, it was a hard transition, and she would always tell me, just be a cowgirl. You're going to be a cowgirl today. You're going to, and that's the reason that cowgirls get up in the morning, they decide what they want to do, and they do it. And so when we got through a hard day, but we did what we said we were going to do, she said, you were a cowgirl today. I lived in Billings, Montana for a while, and Western culture in that realm sort of scares me a little bit. I like the idea of a cowgirl in a storybook, petticoats and sparkly cowgirl boots. So that's really what I garnered just the look from. I just love boots, and the petticoat added things to every dress that I could own, which is fabulous. And as Jasmine, I get really nervous singing, so I could, if I do Wonky Tonk, then it's all right if I mess up or act a little crazy. I can't be held accountable for what Wonky Tonk does, or vice versa. Well, I've been spending my days building my home, spending most nights sleeping alone. And these are the things I do to stay on the go. It's always hard when your heart's on the road. Cause I'm tied to these lines. My heart was a bluff. Well, he'll never know how many songs I've wrote or will continue to write.
cause my heart's always broke. Cause I'm tied to these lines. I gave up the only one that I could mine, and I'm tied to these lines. Baby, I'm lonesome. When your heart's on the road, it's kind of funny how you have no place to go. When your heart's on the road, cause I'm tied to these lines. I gave up the only one that I would call mine, and I'm tied to these lines. Baby, I'm lonesome all the time.
Who are some of the musicians that you work with in Cincinnati who have sort of impacted you all?
This is Rob McAllister here, folks. He's been sitting here just listening and nodding. And
I'm trying to behave over here, you know?
And trying to behave.
I grew up in actual rural Indiana and moved to Cincinnati, coming to a couple open mics. I really didn't want to come out because I really didn't know if I was good enough to hang because, you know, city was like, whoa. You know.
Did you come to open mics as a guitarist or as
yeah,
a
this all this mess is relatively new. About a year and a half I've been doing it, maybe. This the guitar playing and stuff like that didn't really come along until I moved to the city and meeting local players like Pat Kennedy, who taught me how to finger pick. Mm. It wasn't like lessons or anything. I'm just really good at, like, he calls it laser eyes. If I'm watching you a certain way, I'm pretty much practicing in my own head and then figuring out how to finger pick. And actually it was kind of a blend of Appalachian style finger picking and Delta blues style finger picking, and it kind of just turned into what it is now.
I'm going out on the highway, listen to them big trucks whine. I'm going out on the highway, listen to them big trucks whine.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Wonky Tonk, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Wonky Tonk after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Listen to them.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Wonky Talk. This is Red Barn Radio.
Songs to sing. Well, you said you're not imperial. The kids' cereal, Marble, Big Macs, and Nixon Pietro. No, you're not innocent, you're corporate. So let's run, let's run. Let's run, we're going home. Oh, let's run, we're going home. Cause we've got songs, songs, songs. Songs to sing. To China, and you spin your threads in Indonesia, bargain prices, mass wholesale anesthesia, saying hey, you know, well, if it makes profit, you're corporate, you're corporate, you're corporate, you're corporate. Despite what you claim, you put a mom pot of shame, buy enough generations to build a chain. Despite what you claim, no, no, no. So let's run, let's run, we're going home. Oh, let's run, we're going home. Cause we've got songs, songs. So let's run, let's run, we're going home. Let's run, we're going home. Cause we've got songs, 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 songs to sing.
Jasmine, I was really interested to see all the videos you had posted. Yours, I don't know, just have a really neat sort of artistic sensibility about them. They really sort of drew me into the tunes and made me listen.
I love videos. That's my daytime real person job. I work on commercials and photo shoots, and I grew up in sort of that realm. So when I hear a good song, I think of it as, oh, it's that moment when everything's happening, it's raining, and you're driving in the car in that movie, and the all the stuff's happening. A good song for me in my head is very cinematic, and I think making music videos is really fun because you can tell all kinds of stories, maybe one that doesn't even line up with the actual storyline of the song, or some create something completely different. I think a music video is a really cool way for any kind of artist to, whether it's to show your live performance and what's going on, or really put out there exactly what you meant by the song, because that's the beautiful thing about art, is it can be interpreted in different ways, so you get to really have people see what you were thinking.
I was hoping to find a video based on the title song of the new CD, Stuff You Leave Behind.
Mm-hmm.
Do you intend to do a video specifically for that song?
Well, there isn't a song called Stuff We Leave Behind on the CD.
Oh, there isn't? So that
is a compilation. All of those songs are left behind.
Oh, okay.
Over it.
Oh, so that's why. I was thinking that maybe that was one of the tracks.
No, it's the comprehensive title. Though cool. It could be kind of fun to do a little bit of a montage and call it Stuff We Leave Behind.
Well, it's just a really neat title. When you thought about that title, were you thinking about times in your life when it was time for you to make a break or make a change?
Well, the album took many, many years to create. Music just happened upon me, and so there were so many songs that should have been on. It was going to be Hope for the Flowers. The title of it became all these things, but by the end of it, I had gone through 5-6 years of life and all of the things that happened there, and all of those songs had become relics. So the Stuff We Leave Behind was more, you know, how you accumulate things, and maybe it's a souvenir that you've kept or just a piece of paper because maybe someone touched it, or it was a special stationery on a special night, and you've accumulated all these things, but you go through them and you think, what was this bottle cap for? I know I kept it for a reason. It had a lot of meaning at some point, but those things sometimes become stuff, and you have to leave them behind to make room for all the new things. The stuff I'm referring to is mostly the loss of innocence and growing up and bills and heartbreak and the pains of existence that also make it beautiful. I think I got really deep there and didn't mean to.
No, that's okay.
Men. That's what it is. It's men.
I've got one suitor in this city. I got two suitors. Oh, that's plenty. I got 3, 4, 5. Oh, now that's too many. I got too many suitors in this town. Well, they think they know, and they want it. They think they know, and they'll do anything to get it. Oh, they know, and now they regret it. I got too many suitors in this town. 'Cause if they knew, they wouldn't care. Yeah, if they knew, they would look elsewhere. 'Cause when a girl's in a small town and got too many suitors, oh, she ends up all alone. I go out dancing by myself. Yeah, I go out dancing. I'm in bed by 12. I keep my mind on silent, 'cause all of them are trying. I got too many suitors in this town. Well, they'll say anything. They don't know what they're saying, but I hear every word and wondered why I didn't stay in. I don't want to be a pawn in the game they're playing. I got too many suitors in this town. 'Cause if they knew, they wouldn't care. Yeah, if they knew, they would look elsewhere. 'Cause when a girl's in a small town and got too many suitors, oh, she ends up all alone. I got one suit, two suitors, three suitors. Oh, that's too many. Four suitors, five suitors. I think it's time to move. 'Cause when a girl's in a small town and got too many suitors, oh, she ends up all alone. All alone. All alone.
Thank you.
I don't know why.
So what happened between 2008 and now? It seems like a lot of things happened. Like, for instance, you traveled to Denmark.
Yes. I was going to college after living in 1,000 places. And I just can't stay around for very long in one place. So I thought to myself, I can't leave college again. I was on full scholarship at NKU. I cannot waste this. How do I crave the craving for travel and keep in school? So I was like, okay, let's apply to the exchange programs. And the only one available in my electronic media broadcasting degree was a communications courses at Denmark Business School. Said, okay. I didn't know anything about it. I played in Cincinnati a One More Girl on Stage show, and I remember getting home really late and probably 2 or 3 in the morning and the plane leaving at 6, and I hadn't even packed for the many months that I'd be gone. So it was really just to get out and also to keep in school. And Denmark turned out to be a beautiful and very hard place. No one was very warm until, I mean, they're Vikings a little bit. They didn't like outsiders too much, but then it turned to the witching hour of 2 or 3 in the morning if you could stay up that late, and everyone was very kind, very, very kind. It never got above 35 degrees, and you rode bikes over a big, big giant hills. They love music. I remember, this is my favorite memory of it, was just showing up in Denmark, and man, you had to take a plane to a plane to a plane to a ferry to a bus to get to the place that I was going to school. Then it dropped me, and I was like, I didn't think about this in my young self. GPS doesn't work in Denmark on my American phone. Where am I? And so I traveled and traveled around, and I had worn my Wonk Fluff, this petticoat, because I played some tunes around with a ukulele band from Denmark. Oh gosh, rambling. But I remember showing up late at night after just rambling in the darkness into this bar, and it was maybe a motorcycle type group of people, and the bar was filled with picnic tables, and I walked in, and no joke, they're all standing on the tables singing on the jukebox Born in the USA, and I was like, what? Came all this way, and it really grounded me. So it was a fabulous time. I got to travel around. I played in Berlin and Amsterdam and Morocco, all kinds of places. It was really quite fun.
Darling, if you need a sidekick, I'd stand next to you. And I know that loving isn't something we believe in, but boy, you make me want to. I wanna know you. And it seems that every time I'm happy, I leave. But each time I'm with you, boy, I can't help but dream of that homemade cedar sanctuary. Oh, until now, the future seems so scary, and I am tired of being a gambling lover, trading all my desires for something bitter to sing. Is a memory, and you're the right key. Remember that torn up hotel stationery. It read, oh, I'm sweet on you. In whose way, and if we're talking with our hearts or our brains, believe me when I say
just joined us, tonight we're with Wonky Tonk on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
I shoot one bullet right into my throat, hoping my honey, this pain it'll coat. I shoot two bullets right into my soul, warm it all up, and I swear I was whole. And I'll drink to the morning, and I'll sing through the night, 'cause there's nothing like that old frontier whiskey to help me forget that you're no longer mine. Been the target at that old shooting range. I got holes up and down, and I'm the only one to blame. Well, I've been shooting them bullets since that Newport Tommy gun. And that old lover's crossfire's kept my boots on the run. And I'll drink to the morning, and I'll sing through the night, 'cause there's nothing like that old frontier whiskey to help me forget that you're no longer mine. 'Cause there's nothing like, 'cause there's nothing like, 'cause there's nothing like that old frontier whiskey to help me forget that you're no longer mine.
Folks who listen to the program, you know, hear artists, young artists, independent artists talk about process of promoting and developing, you know, images and developing social media. What are some things that you've learned that you could share with young folks who are getting into this business?
I think the idea of an image for people to grab onto is really huge, that a lot of artists or bands starting out don't really think of. It's just, that's our music, it stands for it. But really, something like we were joking about a logo, but not even so much a logo, just really having something that distinguishes your image from something else on the internet. Promoting, it's my whole life right now. It's never ending. I feel like I can never get on top of it. So I'm always searching big bands that I've watched grow, and then people that I've played with that are growing, and people that are just starting out, and really check out where they're getting their album reviews and where they go on tour, to then see, okay, where am I viable? So I'm not wasting my time and someone else's time going to a source that is not really write for, the kind of music or image that I have, or the size that I am in the world right now.
From the treetops, it's you and me in the sea. Will she wash my eyes down the sink? Now I can't breathe. Yeah, I got windows, lashes, and a box of memories. Bow and I get the rest of the summer free. Oh, bow and I get the rest of your life free. Now when I fall down, how I pray. St. Cecilia, remind me how to play. Cause I can't be the only one blue on a Saturday. Days of my youth, I knew a boy who'd do most anything to escape a Sunday. Yeah, he'd go out looking for any girl who laid down and hold him tight till he could feel okay. Yeah, hold him tight, then be gone the next day. But when they lay down, they dream of some world void of any seam. And they go out dancing and building a home above the when she walked into that room and sat down. Surrounded by kids that lost the will to live. Surrounded by kids that childhood never found. Surrounded by kids that couldn't see shapes in clouds. But when they lift their voices, they sing. Oh, won't someone please teach us to believe in those things we can't touch. Those things we cannot. Oh, from the treetops, it's you and me in the sea. Will she wash my eyes on the sink? Now I can't breathe. Yeah, I got windowsill lashes and a box of memories. Bow and I give the rest of your life free.
I would like to thank our guest Wonky Tonk, Jasmine Poole, and Rob McAllister for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, those of you who were able to be here with us in the studio tonight, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker. Let's welcome back for one more tune, Wonky Tonk.
Spanish pipe dream. She was a level-headed dancer on the road to alcohol. And I was just a soldier on my way to Montreal. Where she pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. And she gave me a peck on the back of the neck. And these are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV, throw away your papers, move to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try to find Jesus on your own. Woo-hoo.
darling, I acted real naive. For who knew that topless lady, she had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the ballroom and she did the hoochie coo all night long, singing her song, telling folks what to do. Blow up your TV, throw away your papers, move to the country, build you a home, play a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try to find Jesus on your own. Woo-hoo! Young and hungry and about to leave that place, when just as I was leaving, no, she looked me in the face. She said, you must know the answer. I said, no, but I'll give it a try. Until this very day, we've been living our way, and these are the reasons why. Well, we blew up our TV and we threw away our papers. Yeah, moved to the country, built us a home. Well, we had a lot of children and we fed them all peaches. They all found Jesus on their own. We blew up our TV and we threw away our papers. Yeah, moved to the country and built us a home. Where we had a lot of children and we fed them all the peaches. They all found Jesus on their own. Yeah, they all found Jesus, Jesus, Jesus on their own.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Jasmine and Rob, Wonky Tonk, for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. Campus Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.